an update on crop progress across southern Michigan. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Corn and soybean planting across the U.S. is moving quickly to completion, but there are some regions behind schedule. Andy Eubank reports that southern Michigan is one of those areas.
Like most of Michigan, we were slow to the game planting-wise with that heavy rainfall. I would say we're approaching about 70% done, some more, some less, but we're certainly getting there.
That's Channel Seed technical agronomist Michaela Herendeen. She covers Michigan from Lansing south. Herendeen says what has emerged is mostly looking good right now.
Crop progress, a lot of crop that went in early sat in the ground for a long time. But it's starting to poke and approach those V1, V2 stages. We're not seeing as many emergence issues as I thought we might, and that's been really great, but more to come, absolutely.
Because of the duration of moisture and length of the planting season, disease is a concern.
Yes, absolutely. There should be concern about Fusarium, Pythium, Rhizoctonia, anything that can come up in those wet, cold conditions, which we saw a lot of this early spring.
Right now, it's an important time for decisions about side dressing nitrogen. She says this is the time to determine whether the corn crop has enough nitrogen going into side dress timing.
Well, now is a great time to start observing early season plant growth, leaf color, and overall development. And that can really indicate nitrogen availability and whether the crop is on track for the season. Reviewing previous nitrogen applications and fertilizer type is also essential because some forms are more readily available to the crop than others, and that affects timing decisions as well. Soil characteristics such as texture, organic matter, historical nitrogen loss risk, all can influence how much nitrogen is held in the root zone versus what might leach away. Also, recent rainfall or irrigation patterns can significantly impact nitrogen availability, making it important to consider how water movement has affected nutrients in the soil.
Get more helpful tips on side dressing nitrogen in the full Matt interview at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Andy Eubank.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
Improve the construction of your pole barns, riding arenas, and other ag structures with steel roof trusses from Johnny Truss. Steel trusses can be placed 8, 10, or 12 foot on center and sit directly on the post without the use of carrier beams. By using Johnny Truss steel trusses, you'll gain more headroom and storage, improve structural integration, and enjoy faster installation. Plus, steel trusses just plain look fantastic. Johnny Truss, Michigan's exclusive steel Truss supplier, online at johnnytruss.com.
Hi, I'm Abby Vittori from Lenawee County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Sunny, warm, and dry over a large part of Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan's Farm Forecast. High pressure continues to be analyzed right in over the Great Lakes. Going to set her in here for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That keeps all precipitation at bay, even though there's a streak of action that this morning ran from Wisconsin down into northern Indiana. Not a threat for us at all. We are not looking at our next round of moisture showing up here until likely later Friday afternoon, with some hit and miss scattered showers in northern parts of the state. And then Saturday, Sunday. That kicks off a more active weather period with showers and thunderstorms, maybe even some strong to severe weather in there for Sunday night into early Monday. Moisture continues through Monday and Tuesday, finally being done by midweek. Over the four-day stretch, Saturday through Tuesday, I think you have to put in here anywhere from a quarter to 1.5 inches, with coverage at around 85% to 90% of the state. We dry down for next Wednesday the 10th, not super dry, but rain-free, let's just say. Thursday the same way. Then our next round of moisture coming back overnight Thursday night through Friday. And it kicks off a wet weekend for the 13th and 14th. Low pressure sits over the top of us, circulates around through the Great Lakes, picking up some scattered moisture. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on into the start of the following week. So you get the idea. The warm, dry stretch, while it's been nice, is going to come to an end. And then I think we shift into what I'm going to call timely rains from there forward. Great for a crop that has gotten in the ground. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors fleet May 21st. a 2020 Peterbilt, Sewerjet, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at purplewave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
Andy Eubank remains in studio as we pivot now and check in with Mike Castle with StoneX as we look back at how the grain markets performed on Friday.
We end the month on a sell-off just as we saw some positive momentum on Thursday. But on Friday, Mike, no continuation of that as we sell off going into the weekend. Where's that pressure coming from?
I really think a lot of this is, again, just money flow, basically money leaving the commodities, going back into stocks, especially looking at the timing here. It's the end of the week. It's the end of the month. You've got all this, you know, speculative length, all these, you know, Wall Street money managers that want to go ahead and take some profits, leave these positions, especially again with another round of back and forths on, is it peace in the Middle East? Is it not? Obviously, we've gotten, you know, pretty worn out by these headlines, to say the least, over the last 3 months, but they do continue to move the market. Crude oil is down in response to that, with expectations of a potential, at least, extension of the ceasefire being imminent. So overall, you know, I don't think it's anything necessarily new fundamentally. Again, just kind of, you know, a victim of that managed money leaving the markets.
We had export sales come out Friday, a day late because of the Memorial Day holiday. Tell us about those numbers, what you make of them, and it appeared to me those numbers not really supportive of any market movement.
Yeah, not a ton of positive surprises by any means. I'd say maybe the best positive was a solid chunk of new crop sales on the corn side of things. Solid old crop at 40 million bushels, but the new crop, that's 26-27 market year sales of a little over 24 million bushels, continues to look strong. I'm guessing we'll see that continue to pick up here moving forward.
Mike Castle with StoneX. Settlements from Friday, July corn down 9 cents to 446 and 3 quarters. September corn 8.5 lower, 455 and 3 quarters. July soybeans dropping 7 and 3 quarters to 1186 and 3 quarters. August beans 5 and 3 quarters lower, 1190 and a quarter. And July wheat falling 13.5 to 610 and a half. June live cattle on Friday, $1.50 lower at 248.25, and June lean hogs down $1.12 to 95.85. Be sure to bookmark our website. It's MichiganAgToday.com, your home for all the latest Michigan farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.